Talk Radio.
Is that real?
When we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by that the moon somewhere will soon make a change.
We all a part of God's great big family,
and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism and white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion. $1 billion. New Orleans. Philly. Memphis. $1 billion.
all Maryland, blow. Atlanta, Georgia, the $1 billion plus. He's over enough. Enough for everybody. He was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. People of color. You ask not, you have not. We ask it for what's ours. We are calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, Duchamp. I'm talking about $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robinson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Benz. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Yo. 100%. You 100% deal. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your education. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me a $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Maybe you in Florida. Maybe you in Canada between the $1 billion. Maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota. Indianapolis, Indiana, which about the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York, in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, huh? Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Say I'm rich, because I'm in the $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my child. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
God bless you tonight. This is the $1 trillion flow tonight. And we was talking about money. Black people got to invest in business, and we have to trade each other. Every race is getting ahead of us. They just signed a bill to talk about Asian in the schools. What about Black history? We never got Black history. We got white history. We got European history. We never got Black history. We're talking about financial covenant, the finance, the money. Now, when you see that flag, red, black, and green, the red represents the bloodshed that we didn't shed it in America. The black represents the unity of black folks coming together. And the green represents the money, economic development, $1 trillion flow. They spend $1 trillion on this virus. Trump spent $29 trillion. There's been $1 trillion. Where's the money? Look around in your neighborhood and see how many businesses that's going on. I can name the business that's going on in the black neighborhood. The funeral home is the biggest business in the black neighborhood, the funeral home business. All other businesses, Arabs, some Jews, some Indians, you know, when you talk about, well, I'm going over to Burger King, you know, going to white folks. They own Burger King. I'm going on to McDonald's. McDonald's Corporation own McDonald's, and a few blacks got a few McDonald's in Chicago. Well, I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts. The Indians control Dunkin' Donuts. Hello? I'm going to, I guess I go to Subway. The Indians own Subway. What do you own in the black community? You don't own no grocery store. You don't own no gas station. But you buy more gas. You do more than anybody. But after dark, Malcolm said they pack up and leave. And after 6 o'clock, you can't get a loaf of bread. And now the killings that's going on, and they say, well, we need more funds. Children, you need to, mothers need to control their children. I propose black men's on the moon. If you one of them black men's on the moon, you contact me. Give my number. Black men's on the moon. I got a new concept. They locked all the brothers up in jail that really had leadership. They in prison for dope because the man brought the dope out of him. The man dropped the guns over in Indianapolis, Indiana. They had a truckload of guns, and they seen people dropping guns in the alley. Who's going to get the gun? The kids. So kids are shooting their children. They're shooting mama, they daddy. But you can call me at 708-582-0372. We're talking about business. Sister Delta have analytic finance where she tried to help you with money. I was with Sister Delta, and a lady came to Sister Delta. I told a lady to come to see Sister Delta. The lady had $10,000 she had invested with some company in Oklahoma, all white company. She had her money there for 5 years. It didn't go no dividend, no nothing. And when she asked the woman about it, they got mad. And Delta told her, look, we want you to just close her account. You can't do that. When Delta got through calling Washington, D.C., they turned that money back over to somebody black. That woman money's doing instant. If you trying to buy a house or you trying to do something financial, try to get somebody that know what they're doing. Stop trying to run to these alley folks. I got some people got loans, that BP loan. They're going to jail. You know why? Because that PP loan is on you. You got to do it with your tax. And you got a legitimate company. You don't need nobody illegitimate to I can get you some money. You don't need them to get you no money. You can get the money on your own. We have a preacher up here went to jail because he got about 100 loans, but people ain't had no job. People ain't got no business. If you got a business, you can get what you want. I want to say that we're talking about the $1 trillion vote tonight. We're talking about financial covenant. And when you got to meet, you plant a seed. But we're talking about financial covenant. I want Sister Delta been talking to me. I want Sister Delta to come and talk about finance. If you need to invest, say somebody says, I'm finna retire. Well, it might not be a good time for you to retire. Somebody says, I'm finna buy a house. It might be a good time for your buyers. You need to check with somebody that knows. She graduated from the Wharton School of Finance over in England, London, one of the biggest schools there. And she's the only black in the college that graduated, that black in her business in Shelbyville, Indiana, on Main Street. And she got her own building down there. I think she's only black, got a building in the whole town, black-owned, black-operated. And you have to understand, when we talk about the $1 trillion flow, we talk about monies to build hospitals, money to build housing. And we have to get out of economic. Our buying power right now is $60-some trillion. But it's so divided, we don't know that kind of money exists. But what is Sister Delta?
19, 20, 20.
That's Sister Delta that I want her to come and to tell her. I want Sister Delta to come and give us a little outline of what's going on. That's what we want, Sister Delta to come and give us a little outline of what's going on with all this stuff. See, Sister Delta been doing this stuff for a minute, and I know she know how to deal with it. So if you got something, if you trying to trying to do something with some money, you need to call Sister Delta. Sister Delta gives a tell us what you do.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and Bishop, thank you for having me on. And I want to just give a quick overview of what we do here at Atlas Financial. Atlas Financial is a holistic financial services firm, and we help individuals right where they are to get to the level that they are looking to achieve. Bishop, you asked what are the talking points or what does a person need to do that is looking to prepare for retirement?
Yes.
And the first step that I would recommend is that you sit with a financial advisor. You need to plan out your retirement. Don't retire and then go to a financial advisor, because the advisor may share with you there are a few things that you need to do prior to retirement. So if you have any questions or any concerns, please reach out to Atlas Financial at 219-513-3710. We are here to help you to plan your future and to build your legacy.
How can you help people that's trying to go into business or to change their brand or move their money to something more stronger?
The recommendation that I would have first and foremost is, one, again, you need to sit with the financial advisor. We need to look at your strategy, look at your budget, look at what is going on financially, look at your business plan to see what's your game plan, when you plan to reposition yourself into the entrepreneurial market, if you plan on working at your day job as well as doing the entrepreneurial piece. So there are a few different combinations, but first and foremost, my recommendation would be for you to sit with a financial advisor. And I ask, again, that you reach out to Atlas Financial so we can help you in that process. And that number is 219-513-3710.
Can I have your 800 number for people in Michigan, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, the 800 number that will work for you?
The 1-800 number is 1-800-631-8446.
Say that again. 1-800-631-8486. What is your plan for 2019-2020 that you want customers to come in to know?
My plan is that I want customers to know that here at Atlas Financial, we are accountable, trustworthy, loyal, experienced, and dedicated. And our main objective is helping our clients get to the next level.
I want to thank you for that. That was Sister Delta. And Sister Delta, if you're trying to go in business, grocery store, trying to open up a liquor store, trying to open up a restaurant or something, first thing I know, you need to know what kind of study, what's going on, what's going on in the neighborhood. Is a bus stop there where people can get to you? Okay, and then you need to get the block club together and let the people know in the neighborhood, this store is for the people. Anytime you build a store, it's for people. That's what it's for. It's for people that want that service. If you're already in business, take a look and see why your business is not growing. You know, sometimes you put the business in the wrong neighborhood. What I mean by the wrong neighborhood, you don't alert the people that's there. And, you know, black folks like to go to the mall. Women go to the mall, spend their last dime, and come back and beg. But if you begin to take your money and invest it properly, and if you invest it properly, that money will help somebody else. Somebody that retired, and I told the preacher, I don't retire. How can you retire from preaching? Moses didn't retire. Isaac didn't. Nobody retired. Stop hollering you retired. Try to get a job where you can be independent. You can work for yourself. That's very important. We're talking about the $1 trillion flow tonight. This is Friday night, $1 trillion flow. Now, the young lady in Hammond, Sister Walker, just bought a brand new truck. And I wish she had got to Delta. But Delta could have showed her how she'd have got it for a business. See, some of you go in business, you don't know if you're in business, it's certain write-offs you get. It's certain things you can get. And you know, you have to know about that. You got somebody that know how finance. The banks ain't going to tell you. They're going to give you the loan. And when they foreclose on you, they'll do it. You're finna buy a house. You don't know what the house market going for. And you pay too much for the house. Or you pay too much for the car. Because you ain't got nobody to financially help you with your finance. And I want to thank Sister Bright. I planted her seed. She got a two-flat building. And she got it downtown. God bless you. She said, Bishop, I planted my seed. And she got her new building. And she finna get ready with that new building spread out to have a place where she can teach people colon therapy and can teach you meditation. We're going to hear from Bright Star. And she's on the Wisconsin side, and she's on the Wisconsin side and on the Minnesota side. So she's working both sides. And I think she's the only black woman up in Wisconsin that got a colon therapy, and the only black woman in Minnesota got one, and Dr. Barbara down in Houston, she got one. And right away, so if you want to get involved and you want somebody, you want to take a class, Sister Barbara is 85 years old. She's teaching now. She called me, said, Bishop, if anybody, young folks want to come and take this class down in Houston, I will set them up. And when they graduate, I give them the certificate, and they go right to work. This is Sister Bright Star.
And most of the clients from HMA, we treat people with all ailments. First of all, people that are having pain, people that have issues with their bowels, people with issues with their thinking process. Because what we found is that when you clean the body out, the mind starts to work better, the body becomes pain-free, and people have a greater level of energy. You know, so I'm working with a psychotherapist, and we're finding that we have our mutual clients are having greater results by working with the variety of modalities that we have here. So people are actually having greater energy. We're helping people with addictive behaviors, all kinds, chemical addictive behavior, and food addiction.
What we do, those that are each person, like firemen, police, those kind of people.
Well, anybody that's
first
responder.
Yes.
Anybody that has stress in their life, and of course that is anybody working in those kind of fields, profession, stress, job. What people have no clue is that just like if someone got a massage and they get a knot in their neck, that colon can get twisted and knotted. And so what I'm here trying to do is really educate people on what's really going on internally in the body. And believe me, if they knew, they would, first of all, they would watch every thought that they think, and they would pay more attention to their biomechanics when they're out doing their daily duties, activities, whatever. So anybody in a stressful situation, stressful profession, I can assist them here. We can help them to understand their body better, their body mechanics, so that they can be pain-free and medication-free. You know, that's the whole objective, is to be pain-free and medication-free and healthy alive.
I want to say this when we wrap up. Anything you would like to say to anybody listening to you that this can be a lifesaver?
Yes. I really want to say one statement, and that is, physician, heal thyself. Look within yourself. Stop looking outside for the healing, the medication. So that's the old paradigm. Actually, we have to embrace our body, what God's given us, and utilize what we have. Maximize on what God's given you. Stop looking for a quick fix and look for a lifestyle change so that you can have a healthy life for the rest of your life.
Would you get this on certain diet?
Definitely, everybody, we try to customize to each person. We are here to encourage and give great suggestions for the individual for their particular situation.
I want to thank Bryce Stavron. Thank you for that. And I was reading this book. It said, Spiritual Healing by Native American, Magic Healing. And they did healing dances up in South Dakota. But I want to say tonight, Sister Kim and her husband got a store over in Detroit, and they're doing the same thing. And people have to get to people. See, and black folks don't want to change their diet. They don't want to change. And they're feeding you cancer. And some of this meat got cancer in it. Some of the food you're eating poison your system. High blood. You got tumors. Cancer. Women, is more young women got breast cancer ever before. Young men got colon cancer. What you're eating, what you're drinking. So sister, I talked to Sister Kim, and Sister Kim working on trying to get some stuff to you to clear your body. And I was talking to Sister Walker there in Hammond, and she got the House of Healing. And she was just saying, Bishop, we are hard-headed. We don't listen to herbs that we need. In Revelation, it said, herbs is the healing of the nation. Crystal water, clear water. Now, I told you that it's going to be a drought in the Midwest. It's going to be very hot. I told you that. And it's happening right now. And I was telling some of what was going on and what was happening. I just want you to get ready for God to bless you and get ready for the trillion flow. It's different herbs that will take care of blood pressure. A different herb will take care of cancer, run it out of your system. It's different water you can drink. It's different herbs that you eat, and different how you eat got something to do with what's going on in your system. We are eating a lot of food that is made up in the warehouse, and we're not eating natural food. So it's important for us to understand what's been going on with us for a minute. So I was saying, and Dr. Barbara in Houston told me, said, some of this stuff going on with blacks is because they mentally ill, something going on with what they eat, something going on. That's why it's so much going on, because their colon need to be cleansed. They need their colon cleansed. They need to get that cleanse out. And once you get that cleanse, things can happen to them real good, and that's what they need, a colon cleanse. And once you get a colon cleanse, it'll pull. His women got breast cancer. His men got prostate cancer. Some of them got cancer at the rectum. They don't know why. Eating. You won't change your diet. You have to change your diet for that to happen. And that's what you have to do. Change your diet. Go to a different diet. And watch things heal. You can heal your body. And like Mike said, all the different people. I had one lady come to me. She went to hospital for surgery because she had a hip placement. They put her on drugs, and she found she was at it. We had to take her off of them pills they gave her and go back to basic, go back to herbs. And she got off of that drug, and the doctors want to give her more pain pills. All of that stuff the doctor would do for you and mess you up. I want to thank Bright Star. I want to thank Sister Kim right there in Detroit. And I'm going to call me. I'm going to give you her number where you can go over there. She got sea moss. She got water, stone. She's doing a real marvelous job. But, you know, black people will go across the street and get some eyes because they said the white folks' eyes is more colder than black folks' eyes. We got to get out of that mentality of hating each other and begin to love each other. I want to talk about divine healing tonight. Then I want to talk about that If you got a need, you plant a seed, God can bless you. I got a scripture for you to read, Psalms 91, 35 and 37. And I've been prophesying all this week. Since this is Friday night, the financial night, I want to talk about financial covenant. A financial covenant, Jerry, is a covenant you make with God. And when you seed, whatever you seed for, God will make that happen. You ain't got to do nothing crooked. God will bless you. And you know what's going on, the parents, what's wrong with the kids? Ain't nobody, the kids raising kids, okay? And we have to understand, like, the brothers all in jail, you know, and they in jail for nothing, and they started being shot and killed by the police department, and they're not explaining why they're shooting so many people. You know, how come they shoot them in the arm and the leg? They shoot to kill because they're trying to wipe you out. But I'm going to leave that to the power of the anointing of the Almighty God. God's going to trunk and time. I'm praying for you and you tonight, and I want to decree a financial covenant for you. In the power of the Almighty God and answer, I decree tonight your financial breakthrough in your business, on your job. And as you seed, this month is seeding month. When you talk about June, July, seeding month, August seeding month, then you get ready for some part in where you live at, get ready for the harvest. And when you, I believe in seeding and harvest. And the Bible says you reap, you know, reap what you sow. If you ain't sowing nothing, how can you reap something? If you sow love, you're going to reap love. Sow hate, you're going to reap hate. So I'm telling you to receive love and let love be about you. And I want to tell right now, it's good for that. I want Sister Lisa to come, have something to say. Or I just wanted to read something for me. We're praying for you and you. Don't forget the spirit healing by the Native Americans. They were talking about the Native American be dancing. They be doing healing dancing. They be doing, when they go in a circuit dancing, that's a healing process. And that's what's going on.
Just understand, we receive Abraham blessing out of faith. So we got to see what we are seeing for and what's coming into our vibration. When Abraham was 99 years old, went on.
The Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell face down and God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Abraham.
Name change.
Right. For I have made you a father of many nations.
Name change. He's getting ready to carry him through a change. His name was Abram, but he's going to change his name to Abraham. Sometimes you have to change your route in order to be rich. You have to see to where you don't understand. A lot of people don't understand. When you got a need, you're going to see. And then when the harvest comes, you got to be ready to see whatever the harvest gives you. Read on.
I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give you as an everlasting possession to you.
God said, I'm going to change your name, and then I'm going to give you some land, and I'm going to make your seed great. Now, what that really means is that when you get ready to do something, you seed it, and you go in faith, and God said, you're going to make it great. That means house, car, home, whatever you got, you can get more. Because you have to walk with God. The Bible says he walked before God. And he was perfect.
and he fell down and got name change. He said, what do you mean name change? Sometimes you got to change your friends. You got to change what's around you negative. Negative stuff, you got to leave alone. If it's sister, brother, husband, wife, if they're negative, you can't make nothing negative. See, Master Musa, he was already rich. But everywhere he went, he ceded to everybody. He ceded to cities, country. So what the Bible's saying here, that I'm going to change your name. What do you mean change your name? I'm changing your thought. I'm changing the way you think. I'm changing the way. Sometimes you got to rearrange your house. You don't rest in your house. Sometimes you got to get rid of the car, the truck you got, to get something different. Because you got to make a change. And once you make that change, something new, exciting to happen for you, your business, your success, whatever you need, God got to. He was saying, I'm gonna seed to you. I'm gonna put into you everything that you need. And he said, I'm gonna change your thought. You got to change your thought. You got to be positive. You got to say, all is well. I'm healed. Whatever I need, God got it, and I got it. I'm gonna change because I'm gonna get it. Sometimes you change your route. Read on.
I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Then God said to Abraham, as for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you for the generation to
come. Now, stop right there. He said, you must keep the prayer that I give you. You must keep the anointing that I got on you. I ain't giving it to everybody. I'm giving it to those that are anointed. I'm giving it to those. You ought to see Abraham blessing highly. We ought to see Abraham blessing highly favored. And I want to say this in. You name it. You claim it. You break the back of poverty. You break the back of sickness. You break the back of negativity. Because you received Abraham and what God promised Abraham, Abraham did. So it falls to me and you. Whatever God promised Abraham is for you. All the riches, all the land, all that you need, your healing, your deliverance is right there. Where is that? It's in the spirit realm. You got to pray and call it down. Once you call it down, you got it. Whatever you need. I don't care if you say, well, Ron Buckley is rich. No, he know how to call it down. You got people, don't aim to hate Christian. They call that Master Muslim was a, he was a Muslim. But he understand the law. Once you understand the law of healing, the law of being successful, the law of reaping and sowing, I don't care where you're at, any city, you're going to be blessed. And you got to have people around you that you can teach the law. If you can't teach them the law, you got to leave them alone. If they don't understand the law of for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, they don't understand the law of healing, the law of success, the law of reaping and sowing, the law of moving evil out the way, and what God is telling, hey, I'm going to bless your seed. Even after you've gone, I'm going to give you something that they can give to their children. And it's already there. You ain't got to go labor for it. You ain't got to go toil. It's there. Name it, claim it, it's yours. Well, where is that? It's in the spirit realm. Where is that? You got to pull it out of the spirit realm. Once you pull it out, it become yours. Read on.
This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you. The covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised.
Now, what he was saying, every male and got to be cleansed. And they got to get in the right way to be.
But it produced a crop, a 150 or 30 times what was found.
God,
whoever has.
Read on.
Whoever has ears, let him hear.
Had ears to hear the truth, and the truth will set you free. St. Matthew 6:33, read that. In St. Matthew 6:33, it means that you got to get rid of for God to give you that special blessing that you've been asking for.
Well,
read that again.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Now, the thing is the other stuff. Once you seek
the wisdom of God, you walk like a queen. You walk like a king. All the stuff you name, you can have because you walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And what's wrong with people? They go to church all the time. They don't walk in the anointing. They listen to the preacher, but they listen to the anointing. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. And what the other stuff you want, you can have it quick, fast, and in a hurry. So some people don't understand that. And they walk around lost and don't know why they're in poverty. Because this will free you up from poverty. Break the yoke of poverty. Break the yoke of homelessness. Break the yoke of sickness. This will do it. You redeem from the curse of the devil.
For he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Don't be redeemed from the hand of the foe. Don't be gathered from the land, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wasteland, finding no way to a city where they could settle.
You've been redeemed from sickness, poverty. You've been redeemed. So you are, you got to say, I'm redeemed by God. God brought me out of jail. He brought me out of poverty. He brought me out of sickness. I'm going to cancer. You got to say, I'm redeemed from all that is evil, does all this make it. Once you claim redeemed, the angel, the Michael, all the archangels and the saints will come at you because you're redeemed. But you got to know you receive Abraham blessing out there and redeemed from the curse of the devil, the curse of the tree. You redeemed because the price was paid on the cross. When Jesus said it is finished, you redeemed from the curse. A problem, the sickness, blindness. But if you don't know that, you still reckon. You got to say, I'm redeemed from this negativity. I'm redeemed from being poor. I'm redeemed from being all upset. I'm redeemed from my mind being confused because I claim healing. I claim a breakthrough. I claim the anointing of the Holy Ghost, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to tell you, you are a redeemer. You got to say, I'm redeemed from the curse of death. I'm redeemed from the curse of sickness. I'm redeemed from the curse of poverty. I am a redeemer. Lord, hallelujah. And the angels walk with me, and God and his saints walk with me. And the God in me said, I'm redeemed from every negative in the world. I'm redeemed. Once you know that, you're a different man. You're a different woman. Because you say, I'm redeemed. Whatever you're talking about, I'm redeemed from that. That curse, that lie, I'm redeemed from that. That sickness, that poverty, I'm redeemed from all of that. So you got to pull yourself out of that, man. Woman, you got to pull yourself out of that. Wait a minute. That ain't me. That's you. I'm redeemed from that. I'm better than that. I'm at the top of the mountain, and you're at the bottom. Psalms 119 is the psalm that called the angels and invoke the angels to your problem if it's healing. See, wherever you're at around the world, God send his angel, or you want to call his spirit, to guide all of us when we walk in the anointing of God. Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Solomon, they all of them walk in the anointing of God, and the angels always were there with them that guided them, that brought them to another level. And that level, the angel brought them into new prosperity, brought them in newness, and brought them in a new door. And the angels always open up a new door and a new situation. So as you read 119, 119 to the 21st verse, and it's going to show you, you can read that now. Begin to read that, Psalms 119. You need to write this stuff down where you can have it, and you can begin to invoke what you need. Okay. You can read that now.
Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong but follow his ways. We have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous law. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me strengthen your command. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
Amen.
Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Be good to your servant while I live that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your life. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. I'm always consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are accursed. Those who stray from your commands.
See, when you get ready now, what I'm saying tonight, you're getting ready for God to come in and send his army, send his angels. See, when Ezekiel's in the valley of dry bones, his army raised up with the angels that to come to resurrect dry bones, people that lost their mind, have lost their sight, they're on drugs and dope. But the whole story of Ezekiel was saying, Lord, I know it because I can't do it. These people are out of control. Just like in 2022, people out of control. But only the angels and those that read these scriptures can have a sight to see the floods, the storms, the tornadoes. I'm going to take this time out to talk about the angels going to come. And I'm going to prophesy this to people that are listening. Down in Florida, there will be hurricanes, 7 of them, deadly. Over in Las Vegas, you're going to have the Lake Mead gonna dry up to the scared people. And when I talk about California, Oakland, California, Los Angeles, they're gonna have to have a thing where they can't wash the car. That's gonna happen now. Here in the Midwest, we're gonna have a drought here in the Midwest for about 2 months. And I'm gonna tell you out in the South, we're gonna have floods back to back. And time the floods leave down south, the floods going to come and again up in the Midwest. So God is turning this thing upside down all the way around. You can say global warming, what you want. It's God with people disobedient to God. And you got to understand, it's a divine law. Man must obey God. All the silver, all the gold don't mean nothing if you're not going with God. And that's the important thing. I'm going to prophesy that, and it's coming true, and you write it down where you have it, you know it. God want to make you a supply house. Philippians 4:19, and I'll read Philippians 4:19 for me. As he gets Philippians 4:19, God want to make you, yes, you. You say, well, I ain't never had, you ain't got to have nothing. And God reached out and got Abram. Abram was over in the east. God got him to change the name to Abraham. Make your father his name. God's going to make you somebody when you reach out and obey God. What's wrong, man? You want to obey man. You want to obey. You got to obey God. You got to let everything go and say, God, what you have me to do. God want to use you, your children, your family. And he want to do it quick, fast, and in earth. You got that scripture right now.
And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.
God will meet all your needs. I want to break that down. He want to make you supply. He want to make people come to you saying, I need it. He don't want you to be the barrier. He don't want you to be the one to go alone. He wants you to be able to somebody needs something, you can lend it. He going to make you say, well, I got the bar. No, you ain't got the bar. He said, I'm going to make you a supplier. Philippians 4:19, I'm going to make it where people coming to you for help. They come to you for healing. They come to you for housing. They come to you for their mind. God, but you got to shake the dust off of your feet. You got to shake the negativity that's on your face, on your feet. You say, well, I want to make it. You can make it if you strive for what you want. Now, St. Luke 6:38, I want to get that. Now, I want you to see, if you got an plant a seed. When you plant that seed, the seed with a woman, and she defined that the widow woman didn't have nothing. She had two whole cakes. She told the prophet, I'm going to eat this, I'm going to die. She didn't know the prophet had some angels with him. The prophet had a host of angels with him. They want to know, did she say the right thing? She said, I'm going to eat this and die. The prophet did not give it to me. He should have said, give it to us. Because there was more people there. So she started out feeding the prophet and the angels that was there. By her being obedient and the prophet ate that whole cake, she began to feed the community. She seeded all that she had. By her seeding what she had, the oil came from the bottom of the meal cup. She fed the whole community. She fed the whole nation by being obedient to God. St. Luke.
Press down, shake it together, and run it over. With the horn and to your left. So with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
Now, if you just give, shake down, press down, but you got to know that God's going to give it to you, you got to expect the miracle. As you expect.
Sending an angel ahead of you to guard you along the way and to bring you to the place I have prepared.
I'm sending an angel. You got to listen to him. Read it on.
Listen to him and listen to what he says. Do not rebel against him. He will not forgive your rebellion. Since my name is in him. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you.
Now, what he's saying that if you just obey the angel, if you obey the angel, whatever you need, God's going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when God give it to you, can't nobody stop you from what God got for you. So the angel, Michael, Raphael, Bobbiel, and all the archangels, the host of angels, coming to your rescue, man. Woman, come here now, not tomorrow, right now. I claim your healing. Right now, I claim your breakthrough. Right now, I claim that your mind, cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract, tumor, high blood, low blood sugar, you are healed because I invoke the angel right now. The lead angel, Michael, Raphael, the lead angel, Abaddon, the lead angel, the angel that's going to stop the devil, going to stop Abaddon. The angel Metatron will come, and the angel Michael and Metatron rule the universe by the power of the Almighty God. So I'm going to tell you right now, get ready for this year. Get ready for the million flow. Get ready for you to be rich. If you plant your seed, say, this is my seed for me to be a rich man and rich woman, watch the harvest come. Might not come like you want it, but it's coming if you hold to the scripture, if you hold to the word of God. Not what man got, it's what God's going to give you. He's going to give you a new route. He's going to give you a new day. He's going to open up a new door for you.
God will continue to open up a door for you. And God will continue to keep you in perfect peace. It's important tonight for you to know all that you need is in the earth realm. All that you need is in the spirit realm. And when you ask God to open up that door for you, he opened that door for you. It seems like that you can't make it, but I want to tell you, you can. I feel this, God is going to invite some good things to you. I just want you to stay in faith. And you stay in faith, God's going to do whatever he said he's going to do for you. But you got to let go and let God at this hour bless you. And you got to trust in God. God is my everything. And once you say that tonight, this is Friday night, the $1 trillion flow. I'm praying for God to do something for you. And yeah, I want you to start to say he's my everything. When you stop and pray and meditate, God's going to do something special for you every time. Man can't do it, but God can do it. God has never lost a case, so let God do it for you. And when God's going to open up that door for you, when God opens up that door for you, get ready because he's my everything.
And whatever you need, God got whatever you want. I'm praying for you and you. You got to go into your inner self and see, God is a God. You come out, what happened last year? What's happening right now? You out of jail now. You ain't going back there. You're going forward. You're helping somebody. Somebody you help, they're going to help somebody. So get ready. God is my everything. I'm going to leave that with you tonight. God is my everything.
Fire! 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 F